plastic bag tax failed by over a 2-to-1 margin.
Most of you probably have heard what we know so far about local elections. Here are some results from around the region. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Adam Richard. That news and more up next.
City of Ketchikan voters on Tuesday elected to spend $15 million on a new hydroelectric project. Tuesday night was also a good night for seasoned politicians in the first city. This is Deanna Garrison in Ketchikan. With absentee and question ballots yet to be counted, the Whitman Lake bond proposition passed handily, with 79% of city voters supporting the proposition. City Mayor Lou Williams III says he's not surprised by the election results.
Voters around here always seem to know what the best thing for the future of Ketchikan is, and more electric power, hydropower, is definitely the way to go, much cheaper, and nobody wants to pay diesel surcharges, so I'm real happy.
Williams says the city plans to begin construction on the hydroelectric project this spring. He says it will take about 2 years to build the project. Once it's completed, Williams says Whitman will increase the city's available hydroelectric capacity by about 10%. Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer coasted to a second term, taking in 89% of the vote. Kiefer received 1,569 votes to challenger Lewis Army's 194 votes. Incumbents and former incumbents ruled the day in the race for 3 3-year terms on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. Assemblymember Agnes Moran came in first place, followed by former assembly members Mike Painter and Glenn Thompson. Painter and Thompson could not run for re-election last year due to borough term limits. Thompson was 50 votes ahead of incumbent assemblymember Jim Shoemaker at the end of Tuesday. Political newcomer Misty Archibald was the top vote-getter in a four-way race for 2 3-year terms on the school board. Assemblymember John Harrington was also elected to the school board. School board member Stephen Bradford came in third place, followed by retired teacher Don Moss. Two incumbents will return to the Ketchikan City Council. There were 3 3-year seats open on the council. Councilmember Marty West took first place, followed by Councilmember K.J. Harris and former Councilmember Sam Bergeron. Voter turnout was 22%. That's down from 24% last October. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.
This is Maria Dudzak in Ketchikan with a look at the unofficial results from Prince of Wales Island races. There were few surprises island-wide, as most races went unchallenged, though voters in Craig did have to choose between two candidates vying for city mayor. Former Mayor Dennis Watson defeated Paul Dawson, receiving 61% of the vote. Watson says there are many challenges island-wide. He says with continuing economic difficulties and loss of revenue, it's likely that school districts will need to be combined.
I think we need to, because, we have 4 school districts on the island and 4 superintendents and a whole lot of administration and a lack of money. And we're going to have to sit down and figure out where we're going to go with this.
Watson served as mayor for 20 years before being defeated by Millie Schoonover in 2009. Schoonover decided not to run for re-election this year. Kaufman Cove residents also voted in favor of a ballot measure to join with other communities in creating a regional solid waste authority. However, the vote was very close, with 24 in favor and 21 opposed. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
I'm Joe Viknicki in Petersburg, where voters have approved a bond issue for a new library, but the vote was close. Voters said yes to a $1.5 million bond issue for library construction Tuesday, 51% in favor, 49% against. In unofficial results, the measure passed by a margin of only 38 votes. Voters also approved changes to Petersburg's sales tax Tuesday. Ballot Measure 2 passed by the biggest margin among the ballot questions, with nearly 56% of voters saying yes to the possibility of sales tax free days. That measure will allow the city council to declare up to 2 days a year free of sales tax on purchases in local stores. And 54% of voters said yes to removing the sales tax exemption for senior citizens and nonprofit organizations purchasing alcohol and tobacco. There was only one contested race for local office, a three-person race for two seats on the Harbor Advisory Board. Candidates for mayor, city council, school board, and committees were uncontested. Nonetheless, the turnout was the highest for a local election in 12 years. A total of 1,010 ballots were cast at the Aquatic Center in Petersburg, along with early ballots turned into the city. That's more than 42% of the registered voters in town. There are a few early voting ballots still outstanding, as well as a few question ballots, but not enough to change the final outcome of the vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.
The plastic bag tax failed by over a 2-to-1 margin in Juneau. I'm Matt Miller, and a controversial measure was defeated that would have imposed a 15-cent tax for each plastic bag that shoppers use at some of the major retailers in the capital city. Supporters had pitched the Citizens Initiative as a way to cut down on the bags and the environment, but opponents pointed to a number of flaws, calling it a regressive tax that would have affected most low-income shoppers at major chain stores. Voters also resoundingly rejected another measure that would let city and borough of Juneau officials opt out of state financial reporting requirements. Backers of the proposition worried that the state's financial disclosure requirements would discourage candidates for a municipal office. But proposition opponents, who supported the state requirements, said voters have a right to know about potential financial conflicts of interest for candidates, including financial relationships and the amount and source of any income over $1,000. The city exemption was rejected by well over a 2-to-1 margin. Other issues on the Juneau ballot included extension of a temporary 3% sales tax for another 5 years. That passed. Revenues will go to the city and borough of Juneau operations, some services, and maintenance of roads and sidewalks. A general obligation bond issue to retrofit an elementary school with a ground source heating system passed, as did another bond issue that would replace the artificial turf at a popular field frequently used by soccer and football players from around Southeast Alaska. Voters also decided a handful of fairly non-contentious races for school board and assembly. One three-way race for an assembly seat will likely be decided later. Only 50 votes separate the top two candidates, and 1,400 absentee and question ballots still must be counted. According to preliminary and unofficial results, turnout of registered voters was near the low end of recent years, about 25%. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
This is Ed Ronco in Sitka, where a proposal to raise property taxes was defeated nearly 2-to-1. Prop 1 would have raised Sitka's property tax cap by a half mil from 6 to 6.5. Doing so would have brought in an extra $500,000 a year to help pay for a new roof at Sitka Community Hospital and for repairs to city roads. More than 1,000 people, roughly 62% of voters, said no to the proposal, and it went down to defeat. Mike Reif, who served on the assembly in the early 1990s, will return to the table with 45% of last night's votes. Incumbent Pete Esquiro also earned re-election, technically election, since he was appointed to the assembly last year. Both of them will serve three-year terms. It also looks like Phyllis Hackett will return to the assembly, but for 1 year, occupying the third open seat after a successful write-in campaign that earned her a quarter of the vote, beating out fellow write-in candidate Gary Paxton by just one percentage point. Now to the school board race, where voters gave Tim Fulton a second term with 43% of the vote. Tanya Ryu also joins the board, filling the vacancy of Molly Kabler, who decided not to run after 12 years of service. The results are unofficial and, for the moment, incomplete. Some 253 absentee ballots still need to be counted. That number could conceivably swing the third assembly seat from Hackett to Paxton, but the margins are too large in the other races for the absentees to change any results. Those ballots are scheduled to be counted on Friday. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
And now it's KHNS's chance to bring you Duly Noted. The Chilkat Valley still smells of liver and onions, nostrils recuperating from a celebration that commemorated 50 years of local newspaper editor Tom Morfitt. The blowout birthday party at the Pioneer Bar Wednesday night, all to a live soundtrack from the Pimentos, kept guests in elation and suspense with friends from all over, an off-limits VIP pie, and a basket of door prizes that included a bona fide used seal knife, among other old treasures. Morfitt has for years celebrated the day of his birth by sharing free liver and onions with his fellow townspeople slash friends slash objects of his ever-flowing articles that ultimately are the historic documentation for town happenings and will endure longer than any term limit or lifetime. Although it must have been hard to resist, it appeared as though Tom did not have a notepad and pen in hand at Wednesday's bash. With a room stuffed with headline makers, there wasn't an interview in sight. We'll know for sure next week when the next Chilkat Valley News comes out. Happy birthday, Tom.
This is Adam Richard reporting for KHNS.